this morning to turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. I'd like to read verse 39. Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 39. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, He is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. The book of Deuteronomy is really the farewell address, the last charge of Moses at the age of 120 to the children of Israel. The book consists of a series of addresses, or perhaps a better word would be sermons. And in those, Moses gives the children of Israel a look back. He recalls the history of Israel. He reviews their wanderings. He reminds them of God's faithfulness and urges them to be grateful and obedient. I picture Moses speaking these words very earnestly, appealing to the people to serve God and to obey the Lord. The book opens. We see the children of Israel there in Deuteronomy chapter 1 on the border of the land of Canaan. And we're told there in the first few verses that they're at a place that should have only taken them 11 days to arrive at, but instead it took them just over 40 years to get to this place. It should have taken 11 days. An entire generation had died, and now their children are on the border of Canaan. And it is here that Moses spoke the words recorded in the book of Deuteronomy. Now, the position of the children of Israel at the time of Deuteronomy, of course, is an accurate portrayal of many of God's people. They spend their lives winding and turning through a wilderness, going over the same ground over and over and over again, and never quite reaching the land of Canaan spiritually. In Exodus 3 and verse 8, Canaan is referred to as a land flowing with milk and honey. Canaan in the Word of God represents, for the child of God, a taste of heaven upon earth, represents the enjoyment of God's best in this life. And in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is laying down some conditions for the children of Israel. Some conditions that must be met if they are to enter into this land. And some conditions that must be met if they're going to remain in the land of Canaan. So what Moses said in the book of Deuteronomy still echoes down through the quarters of time and are certainly applicable to you and I. They're very practical words. We know this because Jesus quoted the book of Deuteronomy more than any other book in the Word of God. In fact, it was from Deuteronomy that Jesus quoted. Remember when Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights with the devil. It was the book of Deuteronomy that the Lord quoted to Satan. But the verse that we read for our text is part of the instruction, part of the conditions that Moses laid down for the children of Israel to enter the land and to remain in the land. So I want to speak today on a taste of heaven on earth every day. I believe that we that are saved have the privilege, we have the opportunity every day to live spiritually in the land flowing with milk and honey. We have the privilege, we have the opportunity every day to live enjoying a taste of heaven upon this earth. We do not have to live a life wandering in endless spiritual circles. You don't have to live that way. What we read in our text informs us of the mindset that we need in order to experience and in order to continue to experience the Canaan life. Now notice, we want to notice some instructions that Moses gave for such a life. Prior to our text, there in Deuteronomy chapter 4, he mentions several things. In verse 1, we'll go over these without reading these verses to save time. We'd encourage you to go back and read them. But in verse 1, he told them that they needed to be diligent. They needed to give diligent attention to the Word of God. And certainly that is true. If one is going to enjoy the Canaan life, they have to give diligent attention to the Word of God. He also tells them in verse 2 that they are to keep the Word of God pure. They're to keep the Word of God entire. They're not to add to it. They're not to subtract from it. In other words, they're to have a proper reverence for the Word of God. He told them in verse 1, also verse 2, and again in verse 6, and all through the book of Deuteronomy, that they were to keep the commandments. They were to obey what God told them. So they're to have a proper respect for God's word. They are to obey God's word. And then in verse 9, he told them that they needed to take heed to themselves. They needed to be diligent in keeping their own souls and making sure that they were right with the Lord. And he went on in the same verse and told them to remember the great and unique things that God had done in their lives, that the many ways that God had blessed their lives. And then in verse 15 and 16, he warned them concerning idolatry, told them that they must not give way to the ways of idolatry. And in verse 23, he's basically telling them never to forget their duty. Never forget their duty to the Lord who had so blessed them. In verse 29, he tells them to seek the Lord. And in verse 30, he's telling them to turn to the Lord. And then we come to our text, which I believe is the foundation of doing all these other things. This is the foundation. Because he mentions this in verse 39, and then verse 40, he gets right back to, "Thou shalt keep, therefore, his statutes." That is obedience. But what we read here in verse 39 is a mindset. It's the foundation of entering the land of Canaan, of enjoying a taste of heaven upon earth, of living spiritually in a land flowing with milk and honey. And we see, first of all, that it is a matter of the heart. Notice in verse 39, "Know therefore this day and consider it in thine heart." Know it in thine heart. If we are going to enter, if we are going to enjoy the land flowing with milk and honey, there must be some things that we know. There must be some things that we know in our heart. That is, this is a knowledge that this is more than just knowing about truth. I'm afraid there are many who in our churches that know about truth, but this is more than that. This is far greater than knowing about truth. This is knowing truth. This is knowing something, and it's knowing something in our minds. It's more than knowing something intellectually. And it's more than merely a passed on knowledge, knowing something because somebody told us that it was so. We're told every day that these things are so, that we read of in verse 39. But we need to know it ourselves, not just something that we're being told. So it's a mindset, it's a knowledge. It is a knowledge of revelation. Notice in verse 35, unto thee it was showed. That is, unto thee it was revealed that thou mightst know that the Lord, He is God. There is none beside Him. That's exactly what verse 39 is saying. That we might know that He is God, and that we might know that there is none beside Him. But how is it that we know? Unto thee it was shown. Unto thee it was revealed that thou mightst know. So this is a knowledge of revelation. It's more than an intellectual knowledge. It's more than a passed on knowledge. It is a knowledge that results from having the eyes of our hearts and the eyes of our minds opened. Opened by God Himself. Now this is a knowledge that includes understanding. We're to know it. We are to understand it. It is a knowledge that includes recognition. It is a knowledge that includes a degree of comprehension. That is, we comprehend what is being said in verse 39. It is a knowledge that means that we lay hold upon this. It means that we grasp it. It is a knowledge that includes confidence. We know. That is, we are confident. We are persuaded. We are convicted. We are absolutely certain. That is the knowledge that he's talking about here in verse 39. It's a knowledge that cannot be shaken. Now, if you just know something intellectually, that can be shaken. If you know something because it's been passed on to you from somebody else, that can be shaken. But the knowledge that we're referring to here in verse 39, know therefore this day in thine heart. This is a knowledge that cannot be shaken. This is something that we feel. It's something that we feel in our heart. It's something that we know in our heart. It's something that we hide in our heart. This knowledge. We see also it's a matter of heart consideration. He says, know in thine heart and consider it in thine heart. That is, he's calling upon us to know something. He's calling upon us to consider something. To consider means to take into account. To always take into account and to ponder upon these things, to deliberate upon these things, to observe these things, to regard these things, to be mindful of these things, to be drawn to these things. Now, what is it that we need to know? What is it that we need to consider? Notice what he says here in verse 39. He says, know and consider. Know and consider that the Lord, He is God. We need to know that. We need to know that not because mom and dad told us it was so. We need to know that not because the preacher said it was so. We need to know that ourselves. We need to know that by personal experience. We need to know that the Lord, He is God. That is, we need to understand that. We need to recognize that. We need to comprehend that the Lord, He is God. We need to be persuaded. We need to be absolutely certain that the Lord, He is God. It is said, notice that the Lord, He is. Know and consider that the Lord, He is. That is, take hold of the fact. Feel it in your heart. Grasp hold of it that God, He is. Take this into account in everything. In everything you think about, in every decision you have to make, take into account that the Lord, He is. Never forget that. Always take it into account. This is how we enter Canaan. This is how we stay in the land of Canaan. This is how we enjoy the things of God. This is what leads us to obey. We're always taking into account that He is. Always being mindful that He is. Now, the opposite of that is what we read in Psalm 14 in verse 1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Now, I believe Psalm 14:1 is not talking about an atheist. I believe he's talking about atheistical living. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. You see, because people who believe that there is a God live many times as if there were no God. They say in their heart, there is no God. You get up in the morning, you don't think about God, you don't pray, you don't read the Word. You're living an atheistical life. You go through the day and you don't acknowledge God. You're living an atheistical life. It may be in your creed, it may be part of your doctrine that you believe in God, and you may even explain a triune God, but the fact is many who believe those things, they know about those truths, but they live as if there were no God. And that explains the life of many children of God today. They live like an atheist. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. But Deuteronomy 4, verse 39 is just the opposite of that. We are to know, and we are to consider, we are to be mindful every single day, in every situation, that the Lord, He is. That the Lord, He is God. That is, Jehovah is Elohim. That is, Jehovah, He is the strong and the faithful one. We need to know that. We need to consider that. We need to ponder that. We need to be mindful of the fact that God, He is. He is the strong one. He is the faithful one. But notice he goes on here in Deuteronomy 4 and verse 39. He says, know and consider that the Lord, He is God. He is God in heaven above. And the Lord, He is God upon earth beneath. Know and consider that God is. That God is everything that He claims to be. And He is everything He claims to be in heaven, and He is everything He claims to be upon earth. In other words, we need to know, and we need to consider that God rules in heaven. But we need to go further than that. We need to know, and we need to consider that God rules not only in heaven, but that God rules upon this earth. Always know that. Let nothing shake that. Always be mindful of that. That God rules in heaven and that God rules in earth. That God fulfills His purposes in heaven and that God fulfills His purposes upon earth. That God controls and regulates the affairs of heaven. And God controls and regulates all the affairs upon earth. Know that. Know that not just intellectually. Know that not just because someone told you it was so. Know that as a result that God has showed it to you, that God has revealed it to you. It's in your heart. It's in your mind. That you know and you consider that God is sovereign in heaven, and He is sovereign upon earth. Moses is saying, I want you to know this. That is, I want you to understand this. I want you to recognize this. I want you to comprehend this. I want you to be persuaded of this. I want you to be convicted of this. I want you to be absolutely certain of this. Now, if we have such knowledge, don't tell me that's not going to make a difference in the way you view everything, in the way that you view your life. You see, there is no place that He is not God. He is in heaven. He is upon earth. He goes on, He says, know and consider not only that God, that the Lord, He is God in heaven and He is God upon earth, but know and consider that there is none else. Know and consider that there is none else. Notice again verse 35. Unto thee it was showed that thou mightst know that the Lord, He is God. There is none else beside Him. I believe it's 10 times in the Old Testament we are told there is none else in relation to God. He alone is God. We need to know that. Not just intellectually, but that needs to be revealed to us from God Himself. Something that we feel in our hearts, something that we are mindful of every single day, that He alone is God. There is none else. That means there is no equal. That means there is no equivalent to God. There is none else. That means there are no comparisons to God. There is none else. That means there are no parallels to God. There is none else. There are no counterparts to God. There is none else. We need to know this. We need to consider this. We need to be mindful of this. We need to know that there is none else. He and He alone is the sovereign monarch of the universe. There is none else. There is none else that controls and rules the affairs of man. The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, they're not in control. God's in control. Man is not in control. God is in control. We need to know that. And we need to always be mindful of that. It's because when we lose sight of that we get down in the dumps and we cease to enjoy the land flowing with milk and honey. And we cease to have that taste of heaven upon earth. There is none else that holds the whole world in His hands. There is none else that can turn the king's heart whithersoever he will. There is none else that is almighty, that is omnipotent. There is none else that is omnipresent. He alone is omnipresent. He alone is omniscient. He alone knows all things. He alone knows the beginning from the end and everything in between. Only God. We need to know this. We need to always be mindful of this. There is none else. He and He alone works all things after the counsel of His own will. We need to know this. We not only need to know it, we need to understand it. We don't need to understand everything that happens, but we do need to understand that there is none else than God, and He's in control. We need to recognize everything that happens in our lives, we need to recognize that He is God in heaven, that He is God upon earth, and that there is none else. We need to recognize that. We need to comprehend that. We need to be convicted of that. We need to be persuaded of that. We need to be absolutely certain that there is none else. We need to always take that into account, and we need to always be mindful of these things. But then notice the time frame for these instructions. The instructions are that we might know and consider in our hearts that the Lord, He is God. He is God in heaven. He is God on earth. And that there is none else. The instruction is we need to know that. We need to always be mindful of that. But then notice the time frame. Know therefore this day. Know therefore this day. Now this day covers every day that God gives you. You see, tomorrow will be this day. This day covers every day that God gives us. It covers our time frame upon earth day by day. It covers one day at a time. He does not say tomorrow, know and consider these things. He does not say a week from now, know and consider these things. But he says this day, telling us that each and every day we need to know this. Each and every day we need to consider these things. This day. Again, if God allows us to live tomorrow, tomorrow becomes this day. Every single day that God gives me, I have the opportunity, I have the privilege, and I believe I have the responsibility to live in the land flowing with milk and honey spiritually. I have the opportunity, I have the privilege, and I have the responsibility to enjoy God's best for me. And that begins every day with knowing, with understanding, with recognizing and comprehending, being absolutely persuaded, convicted, and certain, taking into account and being mindful of the fact that God is. He is God. He is God in heaven. He is God upon earth, and there is none else. That's where it begins. Every single day. Know and consider it in thine heart that this day. Know and consider in your heart that God is actively involved in everything that takes place in heaven. Not only involved, but in control. He is actively involved and in control in all earthly matters. Know every single day. Take into account and be mindful every single day that God knows. That God cares. That God is able. That God is faithful. Know it. Consider it. Know it and consider it in such a way that you feel it. And hide these truths in your heart. And when you have these things in your heart, when you know this and you consider it, that gives you a sense of purpose in your life. You can't know these things without having a sense of purpose in your life. And that purpose, of course, is God. Know and consider that the Lord, He is God in heaven above and upon earth beneath. There is none else. And know this every single day. Now the words, this day, are inclusive of the morning hours. That is, when you get up in the morning, know and consider that God is. Know and consider that God is God in heaven and in earth. And know and consider that there is none else. As you go through the daytime hours, still know and consider these things. And then as you go into the nighttime hours, the evening hours, know and consider these things. You see, there's not a time of this day or any other day that we are to forget who He is and what He's doing. If we're going to have the Canaan life upon earth, if we're going to have a taste of heaven upon earth, if we're going to enjoy God's best upon earth, we need to know these things. We need to consider these truths, not just every now and then, but every single day. So think about that phrase, this day. You and I do not know what is going to transpire this day. We all have plans for this day. We all plan after service to go home and eat, and we plan to come back this evening. We have plans. But none of us know what is going to transpire this day. None of us can know. We do not know what is going to happen in our life from 1 second to the other. We do not know what's going to happen in one another's lives this day from 1 second to another. We not only do not know, we cannot know. There's no way you can know. We cannot know. No one knows the conditions of a day. This day. The psalmist in Psalm 18 and verse 18 spoke of the day of my calamity. In Psalm 86 and verse 7, he spoke of the day of trouble. Solomon spoke in Proverbs 24 and verse 10 of the day of adversity. The truth is, we just don't know. We don't know what is going to happen this day. On any given day, from any direction, troubles may come. You just don't know. This day can be filled with troubles. Everything's going fine right now, but this day can yet be filled with many troubles. This day can be filled with difficulties. This day can be filled with distresses. Every single day, this day, commotion can arise at any time. Agitation can come about at any time from almost any direction on any given day. This day, confusion can fill our hearts and minds at any time. At any time, we can be overcome with anxiety. At any time, we can be overcome with sorrow. At any time, we can experience tremendous loss. Loss that we cannot conceive. These things can happen this day. This day, there may be bad news. This day, you may receive terrible news. You don't know. This day may be a day where you experience pressure above your strength. Notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure. That is, we were pressed beyond measure, above strength, above human strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. That's Paul speaking. And that can happen at any time this day. this day can be a day of pressure beyond our physical, beyond our mental, beyond our emotional capabilities. This day, you might have to walk in the valley. This day, you might have to go down into the very depths of the sea. You just don't know. This day, we may have to face some storms. Perhaps all is calm right now, but a storm can arise without warning. A storm can come from any direction. This day, you might have to be in the furnace. This day, you might have some steep mountains that have to be climbed today. This day, you might have some Red Seas that have to be crossed, some Jordan Rivers that have to be crossed right now. This day, there may be some deserts that you have to walk through. There may have to be some thirst that you might have to experience. This day, there may be persecutions that you might have to endure. Persecutions that will come from quarters that you did not expect them to come from. This day, there may be some disease. There may be some battles that you have to deal with. There may be some giants that you have to deal with. There may be some obstacles that are put in your way. This day, you may be knocked down. You just don't know. This day. But there are some things that we need to know and consider. This day. This day, we may have to walk in darkness for some time. There may be some darkness. You say, oh, child of God is never in darkness. I beg to differ. There are some dark days. There are times of darkness. There may be some times of loneliness. This day may be a day of great needs. But my point is, whatever is going to happen this day, if I begin the day and I go through the day knowing with absolute conviction and understanding and recognizing and comprehending and being mindful of that the Lord, He is God, that gives me a completely different view. That enables me to deal with whatever it is that we have to deal with. Knowing that He is God in heaven, that He is God in earth, and that there is none else. When you know that, and again, I'm not talking about so-and-so told me it was so. I'm not talking about an intellectual knowledge. I'm talking about a knowledge that comes from the fact that God has opened your eyes and God has caused you to see it. And because of that, you feel it in your heart. Because of that, it's real. And oh, what a difference that will make in our lives. Whatever it is that is going to transpire, I need to take into account. Again, this day, we may receive terrible news. We may experience great sorrow. Or we may experience great joy. But whatever it is that transpires this day, I need to take into account that He is. And that He is in heaven above, He is in earth beneath, and there is none else. There is none like Him. Need to know that. Need to consider that. And I believe as long as we know that, as long as we're considering that, to some degree we're always living in that land that flows with milk and honey. Even in the midst of darkness, even in the midst of sorrow. Even when we're pressed beyond our measure. Even then, we still have some degree of enjoyment of that land that's flowing with milk and honey. Again, there's a big difference today between knowing intellectually and knowing because God has shown it to us. Anybody can sit down and read and study the Word of God and obtain an intellectual knowledge of God's Word. And we need to study, and we need to read. But we need more than an intellectual knowledge. Because I'm telling you, an intellectual knowledge will torment you in the day of sorrow. It will. It won't help you. It'll torment you. But a knowledge has the result of God opening our eyes. A knowledge that is in our heart and a knowledge that we just feel. That'll help you. That'll help you every single time. So I ask you today, where do you live? Are you living in Canaan? Or are you living on the border somewhere? You know, Moses said to the people there in Deuteronomy chapter 1, you've come past this mountain long enough. That's true of a lot of God's people. You've lived this way long enough. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time to go in the direction of God? You've done it your way long enough. Don't you think it's time to go God's way? How do you live your life? Do you know anything today about the land that flows with milk and honey? Do you know anything today about a taste of heaven upon earth? Again, the instruction of Moses, know therefore this day and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, He is God, heaven above and upon earth, and there is none else. Those words still echo through all time today. We need to hear those words. We need to hide it in our heart. We need to feel it in our heart. We need to lay hold upon those words. Many times things can happen and you don't have much to hold on to. You can hold on to Deuteronomy 4:39. And you can hold on to that. More importantly, you can hold on to you. It needs to get a hold of us. And this is how we enjoy the land of Canaan. This is how we're encouraged. This is how we're strengthened. We don't know what's going to happen this day. If God gives us tomorrow, we don't know what's going to happen then either. We just don't know. And we cannot know. But there are some things that we do know. And there are some things that we can know. And I'm not so concerned today about what I can't know. What I'm concerned about is what I can know. And all what we can know makes all the difference in the world. Do you know Jesus Christ today as your Savior? That'll not only make a difference in this life, it'll make a difference in your eternity. It'll make all the difference in your eternity. Do you know Him today? And I'm not talking about intellectually. If you come to Home Baptist Church on even a semi-regular basis, you know something intellectually about Jesus Christ. But I'm not talking about an intellectual knowledge. I'm not just talking about something that you have heard. And maybe you believe what you've heard. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a knowledge that comes from personal experience. A knowledge that comes from the fact that it's happened to you. Do you know Jesus Christ in that way? If you don't, you need to. And only the Lord. We can tell you about Him, but only the Lord can show Him to you like you need to be shown. So if you're here today without Jesus Christ, we pray that you might see Him today, that you might see your need of Him. We that are saved, that we might know and consider these things that Moses has talked about today. But Larry,